What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's going on? Welcome in to Missouri Central, your home for the Missouri Tigers on SI. I am Joe Gaither. This is the Joe Gaither Show on Mizzou Central. We thank you so, so much for watching us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube on my channel at JoeGaither6 or on the Missouri Central YouTube channel. A lot of people watching us on the Missouri Central YouTube channel. You can subscribe to the Missouri Central YouTube channel for all kinds of coverage of your Missouri Tigers or your favorite podcast platform on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on Amazon. We appreciate you guys so, so much for doing that. We have had a really, really, really busy day, and we appreciate everyone's patience. I know this show is coming to you later in the day than you're used to, so we appreciate everyone's patience. But as we have been covering SEC Media Days here in Dallas, you can see my background hotel room right here in Dallas. Downstairs has been where all the action is here at the Omni Hotel. We had a lot of fun today talking to Eli Drinkwitz, talking to Luther Burton, talking to Brady Cook, and a little bit of Christian Williams as well. You can read about all of that at Mizzou Central, Missouri Tigers on SI. But for real expertise and real analysis, we're going to bring in our friend Joey Van Zimmeren. You follow him on the Twitter machine at JoeyVZ_. You follow Missouri Central at Mizzou SI on the Twitter machine. And we appreciate your time, Joey. I know it's getting late in the day and you're probably ready to watch the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Well, I am, but there's still a little bit of work to do. Thank you so much for joining me on the Joe Gaither Show on Mizzou Central. How are we doing today, sir?
Of course, I'm doing good. And this is always SEC Media Days are great into the offseason, really get you in the mood for football season. So I am amped up today.
Absolutely. We heard the Missouri Tigers, and they went last today, saved the best for last. We had the Georgia Bulldogs leading off, Tennessee after that, Oklahoma after that, and Missouri. Okay, look, I know this is a Missouri show, but I hope y'all beat the brakes off of Brent Venables this coming week. His word salad was just blah, 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 word, blah, 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 blah. All much to say, nothing, no meaning. So go Tigers this year as the rivalry is renewed, and that got commented a little bit. Brady Cook talking today about him watching the 2010-2011 games and basically growing up as a Missouri fan and being very excited as that rivalry is renewed. But let's start with the coach, Eli Drinkwitz. He spent 20-25 minutes in front of the main media room and said a lot today. So I'm just going to open it right up to you, Joey Van Zimmeren. What were some of your favorite or biggest takeaways from Eli Drinkwitz?
My main takeaway, Joe, was that Eli has way too many acronyms that he uses in his program. And I've always realized this, and I think what was kind of lost in the discussion all the years before of his cheesy personality or whatever you want to call it is just like the way that most comes out of him is these acronyms, these little sayings that he has on his program, that and posters. Me and my friend Matt Guzman, who is at the Cotton Bowl with me and now is a lead reporter for our Spurs site here on SI, we made a bit of it because we had two availabilities to drink, one right before the game and then one after the game. And it felt like every saying Drinkwitz had, he said they had a poster in their locker room for, as if like they were a 2012 teenage girl who had like magazine cutouts of Britney Spears or whoever. And then the acronyms again today, like there was, Elite Edge, he throws out there a lot. And then obviously the one that a lot of people clowned onto was STI. He said that Caden Green, the Oklahoma offensive tackle, has STI. If I was Caden Green, I would not want my head coach saying that I have STI.
Do you have STI?
I don't think I really have size. If I have any probably intensity, But I don't think I have size or toughness for sure, and definitely not the same amount of Caden Green.
Oh, man, I heard that. I said, man, I don't want you to call. I don't have any STIs. I've never had an STI, thankfully. I might have a little toughness, but my size is, you know, nothing to write home about. And I heard, was it intellect or instinct or intensity? I wrote down instinct.
Or something like that, yeah.
My instincts are average at best. Come on, coach. We can't be calling your star transfer STI, especially as a college student.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't want the word getting around you about that. Like, yeah.
Okay. A little inside baseball. Alabama had an offensive lineman this past year that got in trouble for spreading an STI.
Okay.
That got out there. Don't mess with this offensive lineman. He's a little.
He was spreading his size, toughness, and intense or instincts everywhere. I didn't know what those were contagious.
And so, come on, this young man is your star transfer. The ladies on campus are going to be, you know, interested in him. You don't need to put that stigma on him. Come on, coach.
Man, yeah, I just don't know what the deal is with acronyms. I know you gotta like have something for your players to buy into, but man, it reminds me of this comedian on TikTok, Jake Shane, and he has this whole bit called NIMing, and NIMing, of course, being short for acronyming, and coming up with the most unnecessary acronyms that don't need to have any acronyms at all. Like, it would be like if I posted on Twitter a few hours after this, IWTJGS, to say I went on the Joe Gaither show. He is a few steps away from that. But anyways, other takeaways besides that from Drinkwitz and his acronyms and his posters and everything. The one new thing that I parse out from a lot of coach speak, as there will always be at national media events like this, was how clear he was about turning the page from last year and not focusing on last year at all. There's obviously a little bit of coach speak in that, but he was very evident, and it was pretty. The strong message from today for Warren Drink once was that, and he really could have, if he wanted to use the politics of FCC media days where everybody is 0-0 right now, really focused on last season if he wanted to really build even more momentum, create some more headlines on how great Missouri was in 2023. But he chose to go with the route that I'm sure sounds like he's spreading to his players as well, is that last year was last year, and that momentum. I really love this quote from him. I thought it was great advice, not only for sports teams, but also in life. I think momentum does not allow you to skip steps, and that it only says something like basically that it doesn't make the process any easier, that you still have to go through the same processes. I thought that was a great quote and will really determine how much success Mizzou has this year. Obviously, a lot of it is going to be on their actual talent level, but really also just not getting too in their heads about the success they had last year, not reading too much of those headlines, and still playing and acting and thinking as if they were the underdogs that they were entering last season. So that was the main message I got from Drinkwitz today.
It was great to hear from Eli Drinkwitz, and I just, you know, he does have that little element of a clown, a little element of funniness, but you can tell that he really is intentional about pouring into his players and intentional about pouring into his program. But one thing he was very intentional about, because it almost led his openings, it almost led his whole time in the main media room, was Mike Leach. He spent 3 to 5 minutes really celebrating the deceased coach, and obviously what a tragic situation that was, but celebrating his impact on college football. He was dropping he was dropping terminology left and right as far as what the air raid system is and how it's influenced his own play calling and really college football as a whole, advocating as next year's SEC Media Days is going to be at the College Football Hall of Fame in Atlanta. And I hope to see you there, Joey. Maybe that'll be a great time to get together. It'll be in Atlanta, saying, okay, y'all got to bend the rules a little bit for Mike Leach. Two things that I'm throwing at you right here. One, what is the connection? And if it's just affinity, you can just let us know that. What is the connection? And two, you think they just should bend the rules, or are you one of those guys that say the rules are the rules and you are one single win short of the win percentage to qualify for placement selection in the College Football Hall of Fame?
Man, I mean, with the most last question there, I think rules are rules in most cases, especially for historic sports establishments like the College Football Hall of Fame. But at the same time, I think it's a rule like that is kind of crazy to have, especially when I think of the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the standards they have. The main criteria for it isn't anything specific. It's really just judging the impact they had on the game of football. And Mike Leach undeniably had a massive impact on the game of college football, as Drinkwitz mentioned today. As far as the connection between the two of them, I believe it's just affinity and fandom. Like you mentioned, I don't believe there's any connection. I was just double checking on their Wikipedia, and there's no overlap there. So I'm guessing, like you said, just Drinkwitz being a fan. But I definitely would agree with him. And outside of, you know, just the X and O's impact he had and really defining a whole era of college football, I mean, just the systems that he helped develop all the way back in the, you know, the early 90s with Oklahoma and Tim Couch there, and then all the way up until his death in 2022. Outside of that impact, just his drive, the connection he created with players. One of the greatest stories I've ever read was in the book The System by Armin Katayan and Jeff Benedict. And I think the very first chapter of that book was about Mike Leach's drive, how he the situation he and his wife went through to get to the point that he got to break into coaching at all, and all the sacrifices they made to get there. So I would absolutely back up Trinkwitz's statement that Mike Leach deserves a spot in the College Football Hall of Fame.
We're keeping going. We're talking SEC media days as the Missouri Tigers were one of the featured teams today. We're right here with Joey Van Zimmeren. Follow him on the Twitter machine at JoeyBZ_ as he leads our coverage for the Missouri Tigers on SI. Let's talk about specifics on this offense as we're going from last year to this year. One big absence, Cody Schrader, obviously moved on to the NFL, playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Going to try to find a way on that roster. Great. Good luck to Cody Schrader. But you got to replace him from a Missouri Tigers standpoint. And what I heard today was a little bit touching, a little bit eye-opening. It was eye-opening to me as someone who is not following the program day in and day out like you are. And I think you've mentioned this a couple of times, but obviously Cody Schrader's production, you can read it in a stat sheet. You can see it every week. You can see the touchdowns that he scored last year. And so you see, okay, that production has to be replaced. You go out to the transfer portal and you get Marcus Carroll out of Georgia State and you get Nate Noel out of App State. And Brady Cook was complimentary of those guys, what they bring on the field. But Coach Drinkwitz was very revealing, in my opinion, about the impact that Cody Schrader made, not the touchdowns, not the yards, not the first downs gained, but the mindset, the mentality, the we're Missouri, we're going to do it day in and day out. We're going to follow a process, our process, adhere to our standards, and boom, it's going to result in what we saw last year, Cotton Bowl champions, great season. So how is Missouri going to replace not the yards, not the touchdowns, but the leadership that Cody Schrader leaves in his absence?
This isn't to take away from any of Cody's vocal abilities as a leader or anything like that, but I think the greatest impact he had as a leader would just be by doing things by example and really, like Drinkwitz mentioned today, setting that standard. And the running backs coach, Curtis Looper, even talked about this during spring camp, how Cody is still having an impact on the running back room, even with his absence. I mean, he was still, at that time, working out in the training facilities to train for the NFL draft. But even today, that the Coach Looper could still see the tremendous impact Cody had on his peers. And I think that will extend beyond the running back room and really anybody on the offense and the team as a whole, just seeing all the dedication that went into Cody Schrader's story. It's like the quote that there's no such thing as overnight success. It takes 1,000 days of work or whatever. Now, Cody Schrader might have definitely was not even in the Missouri program for 1,000 days, but it did take him probably more than 1,000 days.
Almost 800.
Yeah, there you go. So, I mean, 800 days in Missouri, all that time at Truman State, all that time being under recruited in high school to get to the point where he was leading the SEC in rushing. They talked about, you know, one of the most famous parts of Cody Schrader lore at this point that it's been retold over and over again. It was the story of the day he graduated from Truman State. He wanted to skip his graduation and just go to practice. Coach Drinkwitz, rest coaching staff said, no, we want you to celebrate this moment, celebrate your education accomplishment. So he obliged, skipped graduation or went to graduation, was back in Columbia, that night. And then when it was dark, out there like 7, 8 PM. And they coaches were still in the office and they saw Cody Schrader out on the practice field working. He had the running backs coach Looper sent him the, rundown for practice that day so he could do the exact same things. He did not want to lose a single step. So I think impact like that is going to be felt with Cody Schrader still on this team for all those guys that were last year. They're going to recognize this, you know, what Coach Looper was talking about, recognize that the best player or the player that's going to get the most opportunities in any given aspect, pass protection, coming out of the field as a receiver, being a third down runner, and whatever way they can get their way onto the field, the player that's going
to
get.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster, and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that'll change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Those opportunities in that way is going to be the best one. It's not going to be based off of any transfer notoriety and any star recruiting out of high school, whatever. It's really just going to be who can be the best at that, who can show they want it the most. So I think his impact will still be there for years to come, even though he won't physically be there. As far as who on the team can now replace that vocal leadership and his presence. He always was one to lift guys up. I definitely think Brady Cook again will, you know, just with another year under his belt, be able to be more of a leader. I think Theo Weiss as well, now going to this year, second year with Missouri, be another great leader, especially in the wide receivers room. He helped Luther Burden out so much, in his sophomore season. And then also, I mean, those would be the two main guys I'd point to on offense for sure.
All right, we're hanging out with Joey Van Zimmeren. You ever had a bad day, Joey?
Of course.
Yeah, you know, I think we all have had bad days. Eli Drinkwitz said Brady Cook has never had a bad day, even if his girlfriend breaks up with him. And look, I've had that happen myself. Look, I've had bad days. What is it about Brady Cook that makes him so special? It says, okay, I'm so positive. And then really, I want to go back to that Kansas State game. Because we heard a lot from from Brady Cook that, okay, that was the turning point of his whole entire tenure at Missouri. He expressed, oh, I've wanted to be a Missouri quarterback my whole life. I just wanted the fans to accept me my whole life. And we've gone over it before. They're booing Brady Cook, the Missouri faithful, before the game. And he has a real good game. 3 total touchdowns, 356 yards. He talked about, oh, I led a touchdown drive on the first drive of the game, and we won the game. And basically from that moment, Eli Drinkwitz does his thing at the postgame press conference, backing him up. And he says, from that moment, my confidence really skyrocketed, and that bled through the entire team. How do you keep it going if you're Brady Cook? Obviously, new season. How do you maintain the confidence factor and really just what makes him so special as a Missouri Tiger quarterback?
Brady really just seems like a case of somebody who is fully confident in themselves and doesn't really need validation from others. Pretty much embodying the quote of, I trust the next chapter because I know the author. I think that makes him not immune to any criticism or hate. You know, we showed, just like you mentioned, after that Kansas State game that he obviously is going to hear when the whole student section is booing him. But I definitely do think having that confidence in yourself helps out a lot to be unbothered, to be less anxious about situations like he was in last year fighting for the starting job. I think that plays a big part of it in his confidence there. And I think he's going to have even more of that, like we've talked about a few times on the show. The one that I will say about Drinkwitz saying, even if his girlfriend broke up with him, I don't know what his relationship situation is like. I don't care. That's his business. But the one thing I thought of was Drinkwitz early on in the season too was talking about how great of a young man Brady Cook was. And he said something like, in fact, if he wasn't in a relationship right now, I would introduce him to one of my daughters. And Drinkwitz's daughters are none of them are old enough to be dating a 22, 23-year-old and Brady Cook. So, Drinkwitz clearly thinks that Brady Cook is a stand-up young man. I think that is evident as well. And you can tell just in the way even he deals with other media sessions. Always very kind, always very willing to give you an answer. And he won't call you out if you have a stupid question.
We talked to him today about EA Sports College Football 25. And obviously that's the hot item over this week as it came out on Monday, early release. And he said, I just wanted to be rated 85 or higher. And then obviously his rating, if you haven't figured it out yet, is an 88 in the game. And that might go up or down depending on his performance. He said, when I saw 88, I was happy with that. I just wanted to be 85 or higher. And allegedly, apparently, he's already whooped Luther Burden in a Missouri versus Missouri matchup. 88, a fair rating for our friend Brady Cook?
Could be a little higher. I mean, shoot, I was just talking about how he had so much confidence in himself. But, man, I feel like 85 would be lowballing it for him. But, again, maybe just I'm bothered by that. But, yeah, definitely would be a little higher. But I'm not surprised he beat Brady or beat Luther, rather. I would be interested. I guess I would hate playing against a quarterback with any sort of experience in a video game just because of the knowledge they would have. I don't know how realistic the coverage schemes are, how much you can read a defense in the NCAA video game, but shoot, you'd be able to read it better than me.
When fall camp gets started, Joey, we got to put you and all your Missouri Central faithful on kind of a mission. Who's the best NCAA football player? Who's wasting their time playing the video game rather than getting prepared for, was it Murray State plays the first game, right? Yep. You got to get ready for Murray State. Don't be playing your opponents and your teammates. Don't be staying up till 2 o'clock in the morning.
I'll tell you what, they have you focus on Murray State today. Murray State probably got more shout-outs than any other non-SEC team throughout these media days here. Man, they were pretty – as much as Bill Belichick that one, in that one press conference, like, we're on to Cincinnati, Mizzou is on to Murray State and not focusing any other future.
1-0. Is it all if we don't beat Murray State the next game, Buffalo doesn't matter near as much. Mm-hmm. That's a great, you know, one-track mind. Let's flip
I'll
it.
I'll tell you what. Oh, please. It got me to care about more about the Murray State game. I was like, shoot, that's a good point. If they have some freak loss against Murray State, then that will be a quite a damper for the rest of the season, but shouldn't happen.
All right, let's flip it to the other big star from the Missouri Tigers, Luther Burton. Luther Burton spent time with our friend Will Miller, and you guys can read Will Miller's piece at Mizzou Central, Missouri Tigers on SI, or you can watch it at the Missouri Central YouTube channel. We've got both Brady Cook and Luther Burton's full media appearance in the main media room right there on that YouTube channel. Luther Burton said, and here's the main question, I want to win the Heisman and the Biletnikoff Award. But Brady Cook put it plain and simple. He's the best receiver in the SEC. I said, is he the best receiver in the SEC? He goes, yes. One word answer. Well, yes. And we moved right on. So is he the best receiver in the SEC for part A? And part B, are his goals in the realm of possibility for Luther Burton?
To the first question, I will copy Brady's answer and say yes, period. As far as realistic to win both Biletnikoff Award and the Heisman, I mean, I would find it hard for him to win the Heisman and not the Biletnikoff. So I think he had a steady Heisman campaign going until about week 8 or 9 in the season. He was too banged up for quite some time. And the games against Tennessee, Florida, the story was more on Cody Schrader than anybody else. And not to say the Heisman is a popularity contest, because I think it's more valid than the Pro Bowl or anything like that. But I just think it comes down to so much like having these massive stat lines and headline days. And obviously, like, the most talented player is going to have the most of those. But it's more on that than, you know, being a really talented, really solid technique guy that does a lot of little stuff really well. You know, you got to have some big time 150-yard, 5-touchdown type days baked into your season there. And like I said, Luther had quite a few of those early on in the season. There was a period there, like 3 or 4 straight games where he was setting a individual game record for himself, kept on breaking the previous one. So it would take a bit. I'm not sure. I think Will said that, I'm forgetting his name, but he went to Alabama. I'm pretty sure the wide receiver. Yes. Short, small guy. Kind of like Luther as well. Smaller in stature, at least. So it'd be quite the win for Luther. I know Cody finished 8th in Heisman voting last year. And then other than that, the last Mizzou player to even be considered for the Heisman was Chase Daniel. But, I mean, not only does, like I said a little bit ago, about having those highlight-type days, but also, I mean, just how well your program is doing. It probably shouldn't depend on that. But, I mean, it is basically the most valuable player award for college football. So if your program is having 10, 11, 12 win seasons, then that will certainly help out a lot, too.
All right, last question. Let's flip it to the defensive side of the ball. We heard from Christian Williams today, and we heard in my time with Brady Cook, basically very, very complimentary of every level of the defense. And you're going to get that from a quarterback. You're not mm-hmm. really going to get this team. This area sucks. You know, he wants to build up his teammates. Great leadership right there. But how much pressure? We've talked, I think it was 2 weeks ago we did the defensive backs. We've talked about replacing, obviously, the defensive coordinator, replacing three defensive backs who got drafted in the NFL, replacing first-round draft pick along the defensive line. You're talking about sustaining. You're talking about getting to the college football playoff. How much pressure is it on the Missouri defense to say, okay, if the season isn't a success, if it's not a 10-2 year, an 11-1, a 9-3, then it's all on us. How much pressure is on the Missouri defense to say, we got to hold up our end of the bargain here?
Yeah, I find it difficult to see a world where the Mizzou defense is like holding the team behind in a way that the 2023 LSU defense did, where they have just an incredible offense and awful. A defense that blows it every single week. But I definitely do think, like, whoever asked the question today, whatever reporter asked the question, Drinkwitz made a little bit dramatic in saying that there's so many questions and worry with this Missouri defense. You know, they were still a solid unit last year, even if not as great as they were in 2022. But obviously there is going to be some more questions, losing all of those draft picks, losing your defense coordinator, who is now the highest paid defense coordinator, or highest paid coaching assistant in all of college football. Because LSU defense sucked so bad last year, gave all the money to Blake Baker to fix that up. Where was that? Lose my track here. But there's going to be more questions with a new defense coordinator coming in with all those draft picks you're losing, but they still do have a lot of talent. I do think a big part of bringing Corey Batoon in was the fact that he's going to run a pretty similar scheme to Blake Baker. It was funny when Drinkwitz was asked specifically out about that by my friend, Billy Jones, who's a student at Mizzou, like what new wrinkles is Corey Batoon going to bring? And Drinkwitz's answer was, I don't know if this was him wanting to keep secrets or what, but he was basically like, well, we want to tackle guys and hit the quarterback. And those are our three fundamentals of our defense. And like, I mean, you just really described the job task of a defense. I guess that doesn't depend on the coordinator. But I do, like I said, the continuity of having a pretty similar scheme with Batoon should help out there. They definitely, not only with those draft picks, lose a lot of talent, but also a lot of leadership, a lot of experience in the scheme. But they seem to have a lot of confidence in the guys that are going to step up. There's no short of those guys for sure. You have Drayden Norwood at cornerback. You have Chuck Hicks at linebacker. And both of those guys, like Drinkwitz mentioned, are guys that, even though they weren't the primary starters for 2 or 3 years, they have plenty of starting experience behind them. Chuck Hicks started quite a few games in the 2023 season. Same with Drayden Norwood, both of them because of injuries. So I think they have a lot of reasons to be confident on defense still. And then adding a lot of talented transfers. The two that both Cook and Drinkwitz mentioned today were Zion Young from Michigan State and then Darius Smith from Georgia. I'm really excited to see Darius Smith out there. I mean, seeing him in spring camp, just an unbelievable athlete, unbelievable size, unbelievable athleticism that I think is really going to open up a lot of opportunities for Corey Batoon's defense. So as far as to your original question, the amount of pressure on them, they definitely can't mess this up. This is the last run with Luther Burden on your offense. And obviously they have a lot of talented wide receivers coming in for the class of 2025. But I still want to make the most of a once in a decade player for a program and Luther Burden. So big year for the Mizzou defense too. Not really. I mean, they don't have to be a top 10 unit by any means, but they certainly cannot be the Achilles heel of this team.
That's our time with Joey Van Zimmeren, and you're following him at JoeyVZ_ on the Twitter machine. You're following all his great work at MizzouSI on the Twitter as well. This has been the Joe Gaither Show. It's been a lot of fun. We're hanging out here in Dallas for another day and a half or so. Joey, we look forward to reading the rest of your coverage. Football season will be here very, very soon. So make sure you guys are all bookmarked Missouri Tigers on SI as it's going to be a fun, fun year in Columbia. Thanks for your time, Joey.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Absolutely. That's going to do it for our show this evening. We're going to keep it going right here each and every week on the Joe Gaither Show on Mizzou Central. You can watch us on the Mizzou Central YouTube page. You can watch it on my own social media machines at Joe Gaither 6. You can listen to it. Make sure you download, rate, review, subscribe to it on the Joe Gaither Show on Mizzou Central on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on Amazon. We'll be back to talk to you next week about the Missouri Tigers as the 2024 football season inches closer and closer.